4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, all the hiring going on around the NFL, and there's still a lot to still be done. Raiders, Steelers, Bills, Cardinals, Browns are all still looking for their head coaches. Meanwhile, we're looking for a general manager, Mike, and as we started the show today, and for those who missed the interview with Aditi, we'll replay that for you in the 5 o'clock hour. She laid out a lot of good information in regards to Kevin Stefanski and the hiring of Stefanski and his staff and Tommy Rees, et cetera. Stay tuned. But we said the Falcons interviewed, and I guess it's still ongoing. The day's not done yet. But four candidates for the general manager's job today, and that included Joe Douglas, former Jets GM, Chiefs assistant GM Mike Bradway, Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham, we've become familiar with because that name was thrown out there early on. And two of these candidates interviewed for what became Matt's job
right. Already.
And 49ers Director of Scouting and Football Operations, Josh Williams, he's already been interviewed. So this process is still ongoing, Mike. Do you think we'll have a GM by next week?
Well, it all depends on how that role is defined. You know, as you and I said, if you've got a guy who's maybe is listed as an assistant GM and he has a lot of power in an organization, he wants to be the man, is this the best spot? If, you know, again, we don't know. Matt said he's going to let the guys cook, but it sure sounds like when you hire the coach first, you're not cooking.
Right.
You know, you're cooking, but, you know, the guy that's coming up with the recipe is going to be the guy that's already hired. We've seen that before. Now, am I making too much of that? So now, is it somebody?
I'm shaking my head. By the way,
no, it's a radio. Yes. It's not a visual medium.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Mike and I'm shaking my
head. His head. But it is interesting to see just where we go with this. I like the fact whoever we bring in here, we're talking to the teams we should be talking to.
Right.
Somebody who works for what the Texans have done. Somebody who works with John Lynch and the 49ers. Somebody who's with Chicago in that turnaround. Or anybody with a link to Howie Roseman. I mean, hell, if he made coffee for Howie Roseman, I'd kick the tires on that. Because the Eagles draft how I think most Falcon fans want you to draft.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. Look, we got to get to our picks. But before we do, I do want to mention this because we spent time on it today. If you missed our pre-show, it's called Behind the Curtain. The 12-team format is going to remain. And for those who may have missed this story today, there was a lot of traction that this might move to 16. It is not. So as we move into next season's college football year, it will remain 12 teams. Mike and I, we debated this as this news came out today that it's going to continue at least through 26-27. After that, we don't know. And I think, Mike, this is going to be a year-to-year deal. But we know that the SEC and the Big Ten are leading the way, but they failed to reach a consensus on how they want to expand. The deadline was today.
Okay. We don't need 16 teams. Hell, you don't even need 12 teams. We just need to find a place for the guys in the little conferences. Okay, sorry. You know, whether it's Conference USA, All-America, whatever the hell Tulane and James Madison are in. But I mean, we just don't need them at the table with the big boys. Said to Carl earlier today on our pre-show with Oren and Day Day, I'd rather see the Notre Dame thing. How Notre Dame handled it didn't endear themselves to anybody, but you could have made the argument, yeah, Notre Dame was maybe worth it. Yeah, over James Madison, over Tulane. Mm. A rematch of a Tulane Ole Miss whitewash, we didn't need to see that, right?
No.
So I would say Vanderbilt and Notre Dame off the top of my head. Some folks would have lobbied for Texas, although they probably had too many losses. But 12 teams is all we need. And, Carl, I don't want to completely devalue the regular season. We're turning this into the NFL already.
That's my issue. The more you expand, the urgency for the regular season just doesn't hit the same way. And I think that's part of what I think the issue for me is with expansion. But the good news is it stays 12. Now you go, all right, well, who's going to get left out next year? Because Notre Dame feels like they got screwed, Mike. And everybody's talking about, well, Notre Dame. Well, they're not going to probably be out of this thing next year. Remember, 12-team finish the field with straight seating, automatic berths for the Power Conference champions, and an additional spot for Notre Dame if it finishes in the selection committee's top 12. That's the big question is if, but it remains the same. All right. Big O, we ready to roll? All right. We got to get to the picks. Right now.
It's time for the picks of the week.
And we are down to two games in the National Football League. AFC Championship game NFC Championship game. The first one is 3 o'clock, CBS. Pats taking on the Broncos. They travel to Denver. And then we get 6:30 on Fox, Rams at Seahawks. And, of course, both games will be broadcast live right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you want to tune in, we've got you covered as we're your home for the NFL. Our coverage starting at 2.
Yeah.
All right. Day-Day, let's be honest.
Yes, sir.
This is a fight to the finish.
Yes, it is.
For you and I.
Yes.
This is about pride for Mike and Orrin right now.
Yeah, I got to be perfect in these next three picks in the Super Bowl and the prop bets.
Wait. Orrin, understand, if Mike is perfect, he comes back and beats you.
And then you are the biggest loser.
At this point, if I go from third to fourth, am I really falling that far?
I'm just saying, nobody wants
I'm
to
just
be
saying,
last.
There can be only one winner, and there can be only one last place.
You don't want to be last. All right.
I'm just
for season purposes, Mike's 25, 38. Day-Day's 33 and 30. Orange 27 and 36. I am 33 and 30. That's why Day-Day and I are tied for first.
I've got two wonderful kids. I've got a lovely wife.
It's historically been a bad year for the program as a whole.
It has.
I mean, to be only six games over 500 on the high end.
Well, it has, but I have to remind you guys of the remarkable comeback that I made being 9 games down.
Well, no, you were 13 games down.
Oh, well,
sir.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. That even makes it better.
What's happened to you, Carl, has been the gratitude of all of us allowing you to continue.
Is that what happened?
Pretty impressive.
That's exactly what it was.
And I would like to add that.
I told Chris, Chris called us soft for letting you back in.
I would like to add
How about my prowess for picking? How about that?
Say, Carl.
Go ahead, Dave.
And I was just going to say, I'd like to add that while we may not, from a percentage-wise, have the best as a show, have the best record. Carl and I currently are sitting better than one said squid bill.
Oh, we did the research, did we?
Oh, yeah. I heard how their picks ended.
Data has been waiting on that one, buddy.
Wow.
You talk about somebody who has been eagerly anticipating making that statement on the air.
Really? Are you saying, Bo, we're better than Bo right now on this?
Right now, we are, yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. All right, look. Here's the deal. Two games. We are going to pick over-under. We are going to pick the games themselves. So that means you like the Rams, you like the Broncos, whoever you like.
I got a prop bet.
But you can also add a prop because we're dwindling the games down. So, again, prop bets consist of, Mike, for those who don't know.
Prop bets, guys, can be everything from individual players over. If there's an over for yardage for a receiver, over, for instance, is a great number. I'll get into some of these prop bets and tell you the one I'm going to pull trigger on, like Matthew Stafford's over-under for touchdowns in a game.
Okay.
1.5 right now.
Man, that seems low.
Yes, it sure does, doesn't it? Yeah, matter of fact, right now it's -129. So, in other words, you would have to bet 129 just to win 100. So Vegas thinks that's going to happen.
They do. They absolutely do. All right. So that's where we're at. Let's start with O. O, what do you got for us? Give us your three. We get three picks, however you want to lay it out.
All righty. God be with me here, guys, as I always
say. Wow, sound confident there.
I'm always confident, Carl. Don't you hear that? But you told me I have to be more positive, so I'm going to do these picks.
Mike told you this 2 weeks ago.
And I'm going to have a smile.
Okay, go ahead.
You can hear me smiling over the radio right now, guys.
Say it with your chest.
There it is. I have two picks from the Broncos and the Pats. I like the under at 42.5 because I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And, Stidham's been there 3 years. He knows the system. The Pats offensive line is not great, and Drake May has kind of had the tendency to turn the football over in these playoffs.
You're going
to
go there.
All right.
Give me the Broncos, he says with the biggest smile, plus the 4.5.
Oh!
All right, baby.
Broncos plus 4.5, guys. I'm smiling.
Well, Nick Costa loves it, Carl.
I'm smiling.
You bet. You better, you bet. I love this pick.
That's right.
And they railroaded me last week with the over in the Bears-Rams. But swirling winds, bad weather conditions, I think it's going to be okay in Seattle this weekend. So give me the over at 46.5 in Seattle and Los Angeles, says with a smile.
And you know what? I like these picks. Right, I can't front. I mean, like, it almost looks identical to something that I might lay out. All right, I didn't look at
your sheet.
And you did not. Day-Day's
46.5 over-under for Rams, yes. Seattle going on.
Yes, Day-Day's typically doing that, but he can't see my sheet right now. Mike,
well,
Bell.
Get your sheet together.
Well, he's got one more, doesn't he? He's got to do his prop bet.
No, he said he doesn't. He got the under on the Patriots-Broncos. He then picked the Broncos, and then he took the over on the Rams-Seahawks game.
All right.
Mike Bell, what you got, bro?
Hey, man. All right, I'm going to Riverside him on the first game. I've been rolling and I've been going bouncing around on this. You and I even wrote about it on Twitter, looking for some guidance, and no one's giving me guidance. I just can't see Stidham doing it. I can't see Jarrett Stidham doing it, especially with the run game, which is kind of average. I'm going to roll with Vrabel. Yes, the Patriots going back to the Super Bowl just 2 years after Bill Belichick was fired.
That really disgusts me.
And I'm going to right now. By the way, the money, it must be going Denver's way. Vegas right now, Caesars has it at 4. MGM is still at 4.5.
Wasn't it up at 5.5 at one
right?
point, too, I think?
It opened at Patriots 5.5 after the news came down. Yeah. But right now, if you get it at 4, definitely worth the hook. But I've gotten stuck at 4.5.
The consensus rolling with the is 4.5. Consensus right now. Right. That's what you're saying. I'm rolling with the consensus.
So I'm gonna be laying the 4.5. I'm going with New England.
All right. Look, I'm with you on this, Mike. I've been debating it as well, and it's just hard for me to see. Remember, I don't know if you guys saw this. When Sean Payton made the announcement about Stidham starting, he was like, "We'll be fine. You'll see. You'll see." And I was like, "Are you saying that for yourself, or are you saying that to give confidence to the fans?" Either way, go ahead.
All right, man. As far as the NFC Championship game,
yes,
I'm going to go with the over. There's no way, even in Seattle, what it could be a sleet and rain. There's no way that game's going to be under 50 points. 46.5, I'm going over. And as part of that game, I got a really cool prop bet that I found. I found this one. They did list some of these on ESPN. I got this one from SI. It is Jackson Smith and Jigba, the over of 6.5 receptions.
Ooh.
I went back and looked at it. He had 8 receptions and 9 receptions in the 2 games Seattle played the Rams. So I'm going to roll with it. Vegas has it at minus 116. So basically betting 116 to win 100. So slight. Vegas still thinks that maybe Rams take some of that away. I say they don't. So Jackson Smith and Jigba, more than, in other words, 7 receptions or more. More than 6.5.
I like that. I do. Can you look up what Puka's is? Does it there for you? Because I may take that with Puka Nacua. Going against, obviously, the Seahawks. This is our pick segment, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we get ready for the AFC-NFC Championship games. We got some guy talk coming up. And, of course, Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, is going to join us as well. More on the Falcons and their GM search and more of what we found out about Kevin Stefanski. What you got?
7.5 is the number right now on Puka Nacua for receptions. Okay. 7.5.
I am going to, and I'll just tell you right now, I'm going to take that. That's what I was looking at. I wanted to make sure you had the number. All right,
There's no way he doesn't have 10 in this game. If it's anything like the last game they saw, remember they had the big lead, Seattle came from behind, won on the field goal in OT.
Everybody's double-teaming him. It doesn't matter.
It didn't matter the last time they played.
All right. Day-Day, what are you looking at?
All right, so I am looking at that Broncos and Patriots, and I am looking at the fact that Broncos defense has been solid for the most part all season long. I literally watched 20 minutes of Jarrett Stidham highlights this morning. Unfortunately, it was only 2 preseason games. But I will tell you this from what I saw. Outside of the fact that he doesn't quite have the legs that you get with Bo Nix, if you keep that pocket clean and if you keep him upright, he's going to make his completions, I believe. And so, with that being said, I think it's going to take some time for him to get going. They're going to have to lean heavy on that defense early, so I'm going to go with the under in that game.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess with that spread there.
It's 42.5, is that right?
42.5. I'm going to go with the under because I do think he will be able to get something going offensively. But again, I think defense is on both sides. And keep in mind, guys, Patriots lost their number one sack leader.
That's right.
He's not playing. So that's a big plus for the Broncos. So that's where I'm at on that one. Then when it comes to the Seahawks and the Rams, that's a tough one for me, man. That game did not let down either time. Here's the thing. Seattle, while they got the regular season record, they don't have the postseason record. They're 0-2 against the Rams, right? Can they get over this hump? I'm going to say, nah, not this time. The Rams, give me the Rams plus 2.5.
Wow.
All right. And then
Seattle's on such a heater, though.
They are.
I understand, but you are still talking about Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua on the other side of that of them. So
again, and a rookie, second-year head coach, second-year OC, an offensive coordinator who may be a little distracted, Carl, in Clint Kubiak with all the stuff that he's been linked to. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yep. All right, and then my prop bet that I found, and I looked on my source, Mike, if you want to just double-check to see if it kind of matches against yours or any of the ones that you look at. Passing touchdowns for Jarrett Stidham, they got him at 0.5. I think he throws at least 1 touchdown.
They don't think he's going to throw a touchdown.
Hold on, I'm looking.
All right.
I'm going right now. Again, guys, there's lots of ways you can do this. I go with Vegas Insider. Yeah, it's a half. Over is minus. Now, here's the thing. Vegas, they're just trying to get you rolling here. It's minus 265. You got to bet $265 to get to make $100 on this one.
Yeah.
So it's a low number, but
it is.
But okay. I think he can throw at least one touchdown.
If you don't think he's going to get a touchdown, you make $181 on a $100 bet.
Yeah. Not bad. All right, you think he throws one?
I think he throws one.
Red zone.
If he does,
like very very short red zone.
Yeah. If he doesn't, they are in trouble.
If you really want to get this down to your bookie, call it down. Like, what's the yardage on that touchdown throw?
All right, real quick, let me run through these picks. And I really like your picks too, Day-Day. I like everybody's picks. I don't think that we're thinking about this the wrong way. But I will say this about the Broncos game. The Patriots are 0-4 in the playoffs in Denver. 0-2 in AFC Championship games. That includes Tom Brady. They have not had success in the playoffs in Denver. Mm. Doesn't matter who the quarterback or who the coach has been. Just something to remember. And then you talk about a heater. The Broncos have won 14 of their last 15, Mike. And we mentioned this earlier. Their defense has allowed the second fewest points in the league.
Mm.
Do you know who led the NFL in sacks? Because we were number two.
Who? Who?
The Denver Broncos. 68. We were two.
All right.
They get after the quarterback. With all of that said, I'm not picking this game. I really want to say that Denver's going to cover this because I'm with Mike. Something's weird.
Right.
But then you go, New England's better. But I'm going to stay away. I am going to pick the Rams to cover the plus 2.5 against Seattle. And it's pretty simple for me. In week 16, Seattle won 38-37. Do you guys remember it was in overtime? They had to convert a two-point conversion to win.
And they came back in that game too. Rams were up.
They did. Rams also intercepted Sam Darnold 4 times in week 11. And they still won that game. Not this time around. Give me the Rams to cover the 2.5, and also give me the Puka Nacua prop bet. 7.5 catches. That means he catches 8 balls or more. I'm going to say yes to that, despite the fact that the Seahawks are going to try to take him away. You do not go away from what works. The best teams in this league who go to the Super Bowls, Mike, still get the ball to their stars. That's what I think Sean McVay is going to do.
Right.
And last but not least, I'm with you, Mike. Give me the over on the Seahawks-Rams game. Weather's not going to be an issue, and they know each other. And the last time they played, again, 38-37, that's a lot of scoring for even two teams that play really good defense. I'm going to take the over. All right, there are our picks. We'll see what happens, and we'll be talking about it with you on Monday, regardless, by the way, of the weather situation.